Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Welcome back to Mind Food Radio. We're talking makeup-free. Makeup-free me.
No, now I have to be honest. I've never heard of this. I'd like to welcome to the show Marissa Matthew, founder of Makeup-Free Me. Hi, Marissa.
Hello, how are you going?
Good. Now, I've got a percentage here. Consider this, according to a new health campaign, 96% of women don't consider themselves beautiful. Where on earth is that from?
Yeah, it's actually undertaken by Dove for the research that they've done globally, and it's quite a shocking statistic that only 4% of women around the world can consider themselves beautiful. So quite confronting, actually.
That's amazing.
That's absolutely extraordinary.
What are they comparing themselves to? Do they look to TV personalities?
That's probably the problem. They are comparing.
Mm. Exactly right. They're just fed messages every day. And I say they, when I say they, I mean me as well. We're fed messages every day, and that's what we see, and that's what we get used to. And unfortunately, that's kind of what's happened. So
now, you've quit your job to start this campaign. Why are you so passionate about this idea?
I have resigned from my job. Last year I resigned from it and essentially developed this campaign to help women with body image issues. So I kind of realised that, myself included, you know, I couldn't leave the house without makeup on, and I still struggle to do that. So I'm on a journey myself, and, you know, unfortunately I place too much emphasis on what I look like and have somehow connected that with my self-worth. And, you know, I myself have, you know, far from having it all together and on a journey in discovering my value in who I am rather than what I look like. And I just want women to be able to experience that as well.
But isn't it sort of deeper than just makeup?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, going makeup free is just an action. We really could have used anything else, but it's just an action to shed light on a much broader issue as you tapped into, which is negative body image. Mm. So it's about taking something or doing something that is somewhat connected to that to shed light on this issue and to start that conversation in the public domain.
So how do people get involved?
Essentially what they do is they jump online to makeupfreeme.com.au and they register and they get their family and friends to sponsor them to do it. And, you know, we need guys backing this as well. So we need guys, you know, getting behind their girlfriends, their wives, their mothers, their daughters, and just supporting them to do this and donating to the cause. And, yeah, essentially that's what it is. It's pretty simple and straightforward. So get involved and, you know, join the community on Facebook and Twitter and, yeah, get behind it.
You know, I know Mind Food is the first to encourage any empowerment, whether it's of men or women, and particularly young people coming through. Is there a focus in terms of that peer pressure and negative body image, you know, aimed at, you know, younger females?
Yeah, look, we're working alongside the Butterfly Foundation. So essentially we're raising funds that will go into charities in that space. And we've chosen to work alongside the Butterfly Foundation. Mm. And they have wonderful schools programs and workshops to teachers and health professionals and face-to-face counselling sessions and with these young people to, I guess, safeguard and help prevent them from developing, you know, a life-threatening eating disorder and negative body image. So, you know, they've helped over 300,000, you know, young people by reaching them over schools programs, and they just want to continue that great work, and we want to help them do that.
Mm. I was reading an article the other day, I don't know whether you saw it, where parents now are basically bribing their kids in doing HSCs and stuff with, you know, I'll buy you a car or body enhancements or this, that and the other, you know, plastic surgery. We're living in a very different world these days, aren't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, that's why it's really important for not just our young people to get this message, but for people who have, you know, obviously involvement in these young people's lives, from parents to teachers, you know, and obviously peers and all that as well, just to get this message, to understand it and to realise the impact that they're making on these young people.
Hey, Marissa, that's been great. Thanks for being part of the show today.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time.
That's Marissa Matthews, founder of Makeup Free Me. And for more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.